Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life Radio Show. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, where we'll have real talk about real life, no holds bar advice on how to take control of your financial future. Securing your life means freedom for your future when money matters. Good evening. We have a great hot show for you all tonight. This is Episode 7, Part 2. We had a great show last week, so we extending it to this week, where our hot topic for the evening is when two becomes one, how to survive the loss of income when you lose your mate. So we're actually going to review last week. We actually talked about what to do and how to handle things financially. Regardless if you lose your spouse or significant other due to death or due to a divorce or just your mate has been downsized and you're actually trying to survive off of one income when you all were used to having two income household. So we're going to start off our show with a big review from last week, and I want to thank all of you all who tuned in last week. And let you know that our chat room is open. For those of you all who would like to join us in the chat room, you can do so now. But if you would like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now, back to our topic. How to become a one-income household. With economic times being as they are, a lot of people find themselves being downsized for whatever reason, or if you're in the middle of a divorce and you're used to two incomes and now you're down to one, and if you happen to be the spouse, if you were at home, a homemaker, then you find yourself that you have to get a job to create an income to support yourself, then this is definitely the show for you. And those of you all who are experiencing a loss of income due to death of a spouse or a significant other, or those of you all who are experiencing the loss of income due to a divorce, this show is definitely for you too. And we have some great hot tips that I would like to share. But I want to let you know that the chat room is definitely open if you'd like to have your say and don't want to call in. I will read your comments and or questions over the air. And for those of you all who would like to chime in and actually have your say tonight, the lines are open. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is 347-884-9343. Now, more couples have been relying on two incomes just to get by. And with the downsizing of jobs, loss of health insurance due to illnesses, injury, divorce, or person, your significant other passing away, more families are forced to really do some tight purse string pulling to make ends meet. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight, is how can we survive off of one income and getting on the same page with your partner, and how to carefully map out your budget from going from a two-income to a one-income household. Then we're going to talk about trimming the big-ticket items first. With Christmas and the holidays coming, we really need to discuss that and continue our conversation from last week on that topic and say so long to the Joneses. So many people want to be like the Joneses, but you don't know what it took for the Joneses to get where they are. They may have that big, huge, fancy house, that beautiful, fancy car, but what you don't realize is the Joneses may be on the verge of foreclosure. So before you try to be like the Joneses, you need to try to walk in your own shoes and see where you are before you start to compare yourself to someone else. And when to cut back, and when cutting back may not necessarily be the best thing for you. You can cut back some things, but there are some things that your family absolutely, definitely do need. And so you need to be mindful of that and how to prepare for your future, recasting your saving strategy, and giving up the trial run. So you got to give everything a trial run before you can commit to anything. And actually sit down and involve your children in the process. If you have children, they need to be a part of the process of the discussion about finances in the home, especially if you're used to a particular income level. If you're used to two incomes coming in and you're having to scale back to a one-income household, despite whatever the reasons might be, you really need to take a look at the whole thing and involve your children in it, because it's going to affect them all. You know, it's going to affect everyone, especially the children. So when you talk freely to them about it, then they can understand why they're not going to be able to get some of the things that they want, and understand that needs come first, and explain to them exactly what the difference are between needs and wants. Now, back to what we were talking about scaling back and getting on the same page with your partner. It is critical to have a frank conversation with your spouse when making choices to live on a one-family income. If you lost your spouse or you're getting a divorce, then you definitely need to involve the children in the decision-making process on how this is going to affect them. You need to be comfortable if you are in a relationship and the person who's been downsized or the person who has been affected job-wise due to health situations, you need to be comfortable talking to them and come up with a mutual agreement where all parties can agree. Even though finances is definitely one of those subjects that a lot of people have problems with, I think that's one of the most important subjects that needs to be discussed in any relationship. Regardless if you're being downsized or not, before you decide to get married, live in, or whatever, finances affect everyone in the situation. So that's one of the most important things that need to be discussed first and foremost. And then you need to understand each other's spending habits and how they and their attitudes about money. Getting a clear understanding about how your spouse or significant other or even everyone else in the household handles money, thinks about money, and savings is very important. And what to utilize your credit for, what, how it will impact you all in the future. So those conversations need to be had early and often. Now, talking about carefully mapping out a budget, getting rid of those non-essential things are very important. Now, if you're on a two-income family and then you're being downsized to a one, so you need to get rid of the non-essentials. And sometimes that may be a hard pill to swallow, especially if you are used to having the premium packages on everything from your phone bill, cable, cell phone, and any other subscriptions that you all have subscribed to. Those things need to be scaled down, if not eliminated altogether. You can survive. There is life after cable television. So you do need to, if you don't want to get rid of your cable television altogether, then you need to get rid of all of the premium packages. Scale down to the to a reasonable amount that can be palatable for all parties involved. Now, that does mean that you need to get rid of the premium sports channels, the premium movie channel, so you won't be able to have all sports all the time. You won't be able to have all of the movie channels that's out there. You may not be able to do the things that you used to do. But this gives you a time to actually have more family time instead of having screen time. You may need to scale back even on your internet premium packages and see if you can actually get by on the bare minimum amount of speed for your internet, if that is possible. Depending on your situation, that may vary. But you need to get rid of all non-essential things first before you start talking about the things that you absolutely need. Remember, needs and wants are definitely different. So when it comes to your finances, when it comes to your credit, and we'll get into that later on in the show, talking about what to do as far as your credit and credit repair and what to do when you're in a divorce situation and you and your partner have to agree on how to deal with the money situation. We'll talk about that, too, a little bit later. But we do need to talk about carefully mapping your budget. You need to write down everything. Get your bills out and actually pen and paper in hand, calculator also. You and your partner first need to map out exactly what bills you actually have. And you know utilities is a must, so you know you need to pay those and you need to pay rent or mortgage. So those are your fixed bills that you must take care of. Then we're going to talk about those credit card bills or any other non-essential expenses that you might have. So you also need to get your bank statements out because this is the time to actually take a real good, tough look at who's spending what, where, when, and how. So you need a highlighter, your bank statements, and you need to look at all of your bills, everything that you have spent, whether it's ATM, you wrote a check or whatever, and if you both have separate accounts and you have a house account, you need to do all of the accounts like that, especially when you're scaling down from a two-income family to a one. Deal with, highlight everything that is not a bill first on your bank statement. When you do that, you'll see exactly where your money is going. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. So I'd like for you to call in if you like or join us in the chat room. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is 347-884-9343. 1-800-273-9343. I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines as well as the chat room. So if you have any comments and or questions that you would like to share with us, we do have a call on the air right now. Caller 815, you are on the air. Thank you for joining Secure Your Life.
Oh, hello, hello, Diamond. This is Ron. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Okay. I've got an idea that they could save a bundle on as far as, say, getting ready for Christmas is concerned.
Yes.
Okay. Walmart and a number of other stores have already started putting out their Christmas stuff, and they're discounting.
Yes, they are. They're definitely discounting.
Okay, that's number one. You find out there are resale shops that get donations from, I don't know where they get the donations from, but they have new items.
That's true. Still wrapped with the price tag still on them.
Right. They have, there are a lot of resale shops. Matter of fact, all over this country, there are a lot of resale shops that they get donations from different shops, and as discounted even lower than Walmart and Kmart.
Yes, it is. And then you also, especially planning for Christmas, because you don't want the children to miss out, you really need to start thinking, if you're one of those families that actually give gifts to extended families also, you need to start maybe, instead of giving gifts that way that are from the store, maybe the family together can bake cookies, you know, make Christmas cards and do regular gifts where they're actually made. Have the children make something for the extended family and kind of keep your budget to a minimum when you're dealing with extended family, but actually you can plan for the family that's in your household. And layaway, you know, a lot of the stores have brought back layaway. It has been back in effect for the last couple of years, especially last year, and you can actually put your Christmas items on layaway so that you get a chance to shop around and catch things on sale. Definitely, if you're saving now for Christmas, the best thing that you can do also is the day after Thanksgiving sale, they will give you a serious steal on things. You know, you can get such great bargains just by going to the day after Thanksgiving sale. You may have to get up at the wee hours of the morning, but it'll be well worth it, and your children and whomever you're trying to give a gift to will actually have a great gift, and you didn't have to come out, rob the bank for it. So there are many, many ways that you can scale down, especially if you're trying to go from a one-income situation to a, from a two-income situation to a one-income situation. With the holidays coming, that could be pretty stressful. So if you plan ahead, you can relieve yourself from a lot of stress and anxiety and in feeling bad that you aren't going to be able to give your children or significant others or even relatives the kind of holiday that they that you're used to or that you feel that they deserve. So a lot of stress and anxiety happens to a lot of people when they find themselves in a situation where they've had a loss of income. So this is what this show is all about, is trying to educate you all on what to do and how we can better your lives. So, Ron, you are correct when you were saying about shopping, even at the resale shops, because they do, the outlet stores, if they have too many, or even if it's what they call factory seconds, they can't sell it in their department store, but they will actually donate this and get a tax write-off by donating these items to the resale shop. And then you can get the same brand new, still in the saran wrap, you know, still with the price tags on it from the major stores, you can get a brand new gift to give to, you know, your loved ones. So that is a great tip that you added. And thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Oh, I'll tell you something else I did some years ago. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, okay. Some years ago, what I did, I was going around to a number of different shops, and they had a lot of artwork, like a lot of statues, a lot of handmade items. And some of it, if you were to buy these things in the store, they would be quite pricey. So what I did, I just took them home, boxed them up. Christmas time rolled around. I gave art for Christmas. And these are eight. And art is a gift that keeps on giving.
That is a great gift. You're right. That is a perfect thing that you can do. And it's a great gift, too. So they don't know how much you paid for it or where it came from. It's the thought behind it that counts the most. And you can definitely get away with giving art to adults. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you can kind of splurge for your children. Another thing that you can do if you are short of cash trying to shop for your children, you tell them to put a wish list together. And, of course, it's going to be 50 yards long. But you tell them out of all of the things that they name, what is your most desired three? Then out of the three, then tell them that they can only pick one. And, of course, it's probably going to be the most expensive ticket item. But you have to tell them for every item that you pick on your list, when you narrow it down to three, you have to give that amount a gift, either from a gently used toy or whatever, to a needy child so that they can understand the gift of giving and that there are kids that are less fortunate than them. So when you deal with those kind of situations, it makes it a lot easier for the children because they understand what needs to happen when you're at a lack. So, you know, you can adjust a lot of things, and children can understand, especially that's why conversation and including your children in the planning process is important because it affects their lives too. So instead of you just saying, no, you can't have, explain to them early. If you know something is coming, children are very intelligent. And depending on the age of the child, they can be easily given options. And especially you let them know that there are children out there that have even less than they do. It can help them a lot. It can help them tremendously a lot by helping them to understand the value of a dollar, the value of giving, and this is what this is all about. Because it's a very stressful time on the family as a whole when your income changes. You know, whether it's from the loss of a spouse, through a divorce, through being downsized, and you find yourself from going from a 2 income situation to a 1, I mean, you have to involve your children. And especially if they're teenagers and they're getting ready, because in their teen years, that's when it's the hardest for them because they want what all of their friends have. So it's kind of a self-esteem issue too. So that is why it is important to involve your children in the process. Because even though you don't have, that doesn't mean that you should not include them. By including them, of course, they're still going to be upset that they can't get the brand new gym shoes that's out that may cost merely $200, or they may not be able to get that hot video game or something like that. But if you involve them in the process and say, hey, you know, we only have one income now. I lost my job, or your dad lost his job, or, you know, we're in the process of a divorce, or unfortunately we lost your mom or we lost your dad. So, you know, it's a big, huge adjustment for everyone. So this is what we're going to have to do. If you involve them in the process, especially the older that they are. And, you know, because it affects them completely, especially if you have a teenager that's in high school and college is right around the corner. 9 times out of 10, a lot of parents have not prepared themselves or their children financially for college, so it's definitely going to affect them. The change of income affects the whole house, so you definitely need to involve your children in the process. What are your views, Ron? I mean, given this, especially with the country being in the climate, economic climate that it's in, even though everyone is saying that we're on our way up, the average Joe doesn't feel like it's on its way up.
Oh, I do agree with that. The average Joe does not feel like it's on its way up. And then again, there are a lot of people in this country that were down when things were up before. And to tell the truth, I don't think it's really affected them that much. I mean, the people that were already down.
Right.
Yeah,
there
are a lot of
people.
Well,
actually, I think it has, especially that is why we have the mortgage situation. The mortgages, the courts have forced the mortgage companies to take a really tight look at what's going on with, you know, the mortgages, and they're having to rescind a lot of things. So they stopped foreclosures, proceedings from happening. They've changed a lot of things. They're looking at the documentation a lot more stringently to make sure that the banks did not do anything wrong as far as the consumers are concerned. They're making sure a lot of things have changed. So even though you were on the downswing of things prior to the bottom falling out of the economy, it does, if you know, it's like the cliche of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And that's what's happening. Just because you're down doesn't mean you're out. But it's worse when you're down and somebody has their foot on your neck and they're pushing you even further.
Well, see, another thing that is happening, like you were saying with the foreclosures, is that the understanding I have of it. If you go into foreclosure on a house, are you still paying the mortgage? No, you're not paying the mortgage.
No.
Okay,
but,
living in the house. You're living in a house, in foreclosure. So what are you doing? You're staying there and paying the utilities?
Correct.
Okay, now the understanding I have of it, that a lot of banks have not foreclosed on places that they ordinarily would have because they have such a backlog of paperwork, and there's just so many houses that are in foreclosure in America today. And a lot of people, they're living in these places and they're not paying. And they're going to be, from the look of it, they're going to be there a while.
Well,
now, what I'm thinking is this. These people have the opportunity, if they can't save that place, they have the opportunity, since they are not paying a mortgage anymore, they now have the opportunity to bank up some money.
That's what I was going to talk about. That is so true. You are right. But here's the thing. The whole stress of going through the foreclosure process, especially since you're talking about people who, for whatever reason, may have been for years, actually did pay their mortgage, paid it on time, but because of the terms of the loan was so horrible that they found themselves at the end of a term which they could actually afford, going into a variable rate where things fluctuate, or they're at the end of that term and now they're forced to a balloon payment. So when you're in a situation like that, if you're used to, let me give you an example. If you're used to paying every month $953 a month, and you've never missed a payment, okay? Mm-hmm. According to the terms of your loan, you only had so many years to pay that particular fixed or variable rate. Then at the end, you have a huge balloon payment of $87,000.
You have to come up with that at one time.
One time.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. So this is why a lot of these people, so, you know, you can't stereotype a particular type of person. Well, this person didn't pay because of blah, 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 or whatever the reason might be. The situations vary from loan to loan. So you had a situation where a person for years was paying their mortgage on time, faithfully, never missed anything, and all of a sudden now, and they could have a job, but they can't afford this humongous balloon payment. So because of that, they find themselves under the gun. Then you have another situation where a person might have been paying, but all of a sudden they had a good paying job, and the company folds. So now they have no job anymore. So here you had a person that was faithful, paying all of their bills, never had any lates, never had any problems with credit or anything like that, and they have completely lost their income. So they're, you know, so now they're forced to be in a situation that they're not used to. And a lot of these people, you're talking, remember, they cut the fat first. So they're going to cut these big, huge, high-level jobs. Because think about it. If I am a CEO, you know, if I'm a high-level executive at a company and they need to get rid of some people, for my salary being close to six-figure, they can look how many jobs, how many people, how many salaries they can make off of that one person's salary. So anybody that's in a high-level executive, high-level management, and even middle management, depending on what their income is, think about how many lower-level employees they can pay just off of that one salary. So here you have somebody who might have been making $75,000, $80,000, maybe $90,000 a year, which means if they have that kind of income, nine times out of ten, the average person is living way above that their means at that income level, which means they have a high-priced car that they're driving that they have a note on that's probably close to maybe anywhere between $800 to $900 a month, depending on the type of car that they have. The house that they're living in, if their income is like $85,000 to $90,000 or maybe $100,000 a year, you know that they're living in a million-dollar plus house. So you can imagine what the mortgage payment on that is. So think about it. For years, these people were living a very cushy, secure life. Then all of a sudden, the company is folding, or the company is saying, you know what? We have to trim the fat. We need our lower income employees. We need to hire more of them, which means we have to get rid of the middle people because you all are costing us too much. And for your salary and your benefit package and all of your cushy bonuses and stuff, it's costing the company too much money. I can hire more part-time workers off of your salary. So now this person who has a lifestyle of a particular income level has now hit rock bottom. So if you're used to your mortgage being anywhere a month being like $5,000 a month, and now you have no income, now you understand what I'm saying, Ron? This is how those things happen.
Oh, yes. Now
People are finding themselves in some very precarious situations as a result of the economy and as a result of a lot of other things that have been going on in our country. Not to mention, if you find yourself, which is our topic for this evening, about how to survive financially from a divorce, or even like, you know, when you're getting ready to get together, like I said, conversation about finances, money, credit needs to happen, and it needs to happen often. And you have to keep communicating that fact. But if you find yourself in a situation where your relationship, for whatever reason, is not working and you're getting ready to get a divorce, how to financially survive a divorce is important. You know, in the whole world, people take great comfort in preparing for marriage, and no one, and you know, everybody thinks that their marriage is going to last forever. No one goes into a marriage thinking that they're going to get divorced, but it does happen. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the financial ramifications of your family splitting up? You know, unfortunately, divorce rates are climbing every year. Every year, you know, divorce rates are climbing. So that's causing a financial rift. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of these divorces are happening as a result of the financial or lack thereof. One person wants to do one thing with the money, or some one person is not handling the money correctly, or, you know, whatever the reason is. But finances is the number one reason why people divorce. It's not the only reason, but it is the number one reason. So that's one of the, you know, because you're having a very difficult time financially with just even dealing with the divorce itself. One of the most difficult things about divorce is who gets what. You know, both spouses have financial and emotional investment into, you know, the relationship. So it's like, who gets the house, who gets this, who gets that? And then you have people who are trying to conceal their income, conceal their investments. So that's, you know, and having to even deal with the liquidation of assets is one of the hardest things that happens with a divorce. So you have to think about it. If your spouse was a homemaker, which means they don't, you know, for whatever, how many ever years they were married, they never worked outside of the home. So that person is definitely going to have a really hard time financially, because now all of a sudden they have to work. They're going to have to adjust some things and get used to getting back out there and dealing with the finances, because 9 times out of 10, the homemaker is not the one that's dealing with the money issues. You know, the breadwinner is usually the one that's handling everything from insurances, from the bank accounts, the investment funds, everything. So the person who is not dealing with those issues are the ones that end up with the quote-unquote short end, because they don't know how it works. So how to go from not handling the income, not working, not dealing with the bank accounts, not dealing with the life insurance or the annuities or whatever accounts that has been given as a marital asset between the two. Now you're having to stand on your own 2 feet and deal with those things. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is the lawyers, they want you to fight because they get more money the longer it takes. The longer they drag out the litigation part of the divorce, the more money they acquire against both of you. Then you have to deal with alimony, child support, the insurances, who's going to pay what, if there's any other assets that has become a result of the union of, you know, the two people getting married. Did you have a prenuptial agreement? And what are the terms of those agreements? So it's a whole lot of things that go into play that you need to put forth even before, and if you all can at least sit down and talk, because every divorce does not have to be ugly. Every breakup, it does not have to be ugly. So if you are able to communicate at all, try to get those issues taken care of between the two of you before you even contact an attorney. Because you know the relationship is getting ready to end way before you get to the point of calling an attorney. And that's just the truth. Both of you all know that things are not working. So, and you really, and if there, and if there are children involved, and depending on their ages, you do need to, because they're being affected. Everyone is being affected, and especially the biggest effect will be the finances as well as the emotional stress and trauma of breaking up the relationship. But you got to deal with the financial aspects, because especially if one partner was relying on the other partner financially to maintain the household. So that's how come I said a lot of this is very, you know, the lines between losing a spouse to whatever reason, whether it's divorce, death, or even downsizing as far as financial impact, those things are basically the same. The lack of funds or the loss of income, the effects, what happens to the family, all of it is basically the same. It has an emotional stress and strain. You have the financial stress and strain. And the partner who is not informed is the one who's going to hurt the most. And so that's why they say that finances is the number one reason for divorces, because people are not handling the conversation that was not had prior to the conversation. When things changed, the conversation did not continue. So when you don't have communication, you have lack of communication, you have a big, huge problem. And will continue to be a problem until it's solved. But I would like to invite you all to call in or join us in the chat room. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now, Ron, is there anything else that you would like to add or, you know, tell us? Any questions, comments
share? Another dirty trick I think the banks pulled on a lot of people in getting them into homes, you'd have somebody that was making a little bit better than $30,000 or $40,000 a year, and the banks were lending them money to buy a home that there's no way in the world they could afford. And, okay, everybody ended up by losing with that. The banks lost, the customers lost. And as far as, and okay, these people that are getting divorced, say like some, okay, if you got people that are making 30 plus a year, or a little bit better than 40, and they have children, and hey, it's a joke. It turns out to be a very bad joke on everybody, and you have a humongous number of people that they've gotten themselves caught up in that. You know, like, they're like, you have a very large portion of America is, say, like, they're like, okay, they're half a step above welfare. What do you call them? The working poor, you might as well say.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. You have a humongous number of people, and you made reference to somebody that's making $100,000 plus that's living in a million-dollar plus home. Well, what about this person that's making 30? His yearly income is somewhere between 30 and 35, and he's living in a $100,000 home. And
right. I mean, like I said, the mortgage companies knew, you know, even the loan officers knew that a lot of these people did not and would not have truly qualified for those mortgages that they got. And the rates were horrible, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and now this is the backlash of what, you know, of a bad situation. It's almost to the point where, for an example, if someone took a bottle of soda and they just kept shaking it and shaking it and shaking it, eventually, if you take the top off, it's going to explode and overflow. And so now, that's what, you know, we're getting the aftermath of this big shakeup. So that's why, like you said, unfortunately, you have people who truly, if things were done the correct way, they would not have qualified. So, you know, and now the government, and see, but a lot of the problem that I'm having, I don't know, probably the rest of America also, is that when we bailed out these banks from the mistake that they made, now they're not willing to pass that on to the consumer. So
right.
it's preventing a lot of people, and it's preventing the economy to snap back because they're not willing to work with the consumers. Which
you
is
mean,
a
even
big
the
problem.
Consumers that have money to spend and can afford and would
yes,
qualify.
They're not, right. They're not even willing to work with them either. I mean they're holding on to the money for dear life, not forgetting that it was us who bailed them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a huge, huge problem. So,
right.
You know, and until everybody's willing to sit down and work things out, you know, that's why, and it's even hard to, as they say, get your credit bank worthy, which is vitally important. Is getting your credit bank worthy. And we're going to talk about that too. SecureYourLife.net. You need to log on to the website of SecureYourLife.net. They have a great special going on. It says if you're living a financial nightmare of bad credit, then take control of your financial future. For only $59.99, they have a special on this wonderful do-it-yourself credit repair and change your life kit for $59.99. The bundle is so great. What they do is you get all of the information that you need, the basic instruction and full set of forms. You'll learn how to analyze and understand what credit repair is. You'll learn how to stop collection agencies from calling and harassing you at home and work. You learn step by step on how to remove negative information from your credit report all on your own, and it is completely 100% legal. So, you know, it's tried, it's true, and you have two assessment tests, so they make sure that you're well prepared. The first part of the test, you'll get a free webinar that explains everything. The second test will determine whether or not you need further assistance to help you gain back your great credit rating. And the goal is to get everyone back to a 750-plus credit score. And these people have put together such a great kit, such a great service. The webinar classes are just wonderful. The true value of it is $450, and they are for a limited time until November 1st. They're basically giving this thing away for $59.99. So when you really think about it, is your financial future, your financial health, isn't that worth that to get rid of the headaches? I mean, because the worst thing you can do is you work hard all day, come home, and the phone is ringing off the hook about who you owe. So, I mean, it's like a gut punch to your person, you know, to your person and your self-esteem and everything on top of everything else. And especially if you find yourself downsized or unemployed for whatever reason, or you're going through a divorce and your spouse has mutilated your credit, you didn't even know if you've been a victim of identity theft, and you're dealing with the aftermath of some really hard, horrible things, then this opportunity is definitely for you. It is worth you putting you first for a change. For $59.99, they have a great, wonderful credit repair kit along with a class. So they give you, not only do you get everything that you need, but you get the class too. I mean, and then they also have a 1-year subscription to 700 credit repair and credit news. So it comes out quarterly, so you'll get all of the information on what's new, what's going on with the legal system as far as banker, everything that deals with credit, finance, bankruptcy. So you get to understand exactly where you stand. They explain to you what's on the credit report, what the bureaus are looking for, how to clean up what you messed up. And they're running this special until November 1st. You can't beat that. I mean, something that would normally cost you $450 because they know that the need is great. People, you know, especially with the holidays coming, you need to start off your new year, 2011, the right way. Now, you may be ending 2010, may have been rough, but you can start off your new year right if you start now. I mean, to be honest with you, if you take a date to the movies and a dinner, that's already the money right there. If you, you know, two tickets at the movies at $10 and some change and parking, and then you take someone to dinner, you spent over $60, all right, right there. Am I right or wrong, Ron?
That is so true.
So I'm just saying that you should put yourself first. If you find yourself in a serious financial nightmare because of whatever the reason is, I think that it is worth your while to go and take care of that. And all you have to do is go to www.secureyourlife.net. And you can click on the credit repair. It's on right on the home page. You see it right there. And it gives you everything that you need. And everything that you need, all you have to do is go to the website, and it's secureyourlife.net. That is S-E-C-U-R. That's secure. And life is, your is Y-O-U-R. And then life, they spell life, L-Y-F-E. .net. So that's secureyourlife.net. And take advantage of this opportunity to put yourself first. I don't care what your financial situation is. If you are in dire strait, you need this more than anybody. If you're trying to figure out how to make ends meet and you want a better 2011, you need this more than anybody. So you need to figure out a way to make this work and get in as soon as you can so that they can help you get back on the right track and help you learn how to budget, how to save, what to do with your credit, everything that you possibly would need, you can get. Go to the website. They have great articles on all of the stuff that we talk about, even on the radio show. You go to secureyourlife.net. That is S-E-C-U-R-Y-O-U-R-L-Y-F-E.net. Secureyourlife.net. Sign up for the credit repair kit. You really need to. I mean, you will not regret it. It's the best thing that you could possibly do for yourself and your family. Because if you find yourself in a nightmare, it's time to wake up. It is seriously time to wake up. And for $59.99, these people will help you get on the right path and stay on the right path. Because they believe in continuing education. So we don't just drop you off. They actually walk you through. And even though it is, you know, do-it-yourself, you're doing it yourself, but you're not by yourself. And that's most important. So I have bought books, and I'm pretty sure, Ron, you bought books too, because I'm an avid reader. And there have been things in there, and I've been, you know, you take a journal, and you're really excited at first, and you say you're going to do something because you bought something that's a do-it-yourself, and you may start the project, but you kind of tucker out because life happens. So these people will sit there, and they will help you do it yourself. So you're doing it yourself, but you're not by yourself. So for $59.99, you get help. You continue to listen to the radio show, but they also give you a webinar class so that you can actually have hands-on. You know, they go through all of the documents, show you how it's supposed to be set up, when you should send, which document you should send, and why you should send it. So it's not just, they don't just hand you a bunch of documents or a book and say, okay, you're on your way, thank you for your purchase. They actually help you through the whole process, and it's completely legal. This is not one of those schemes where you get a new number or anything like that. This is real help, real advice. And if you had to actually gather all of the information that this wonderful team had to put together, it would cost you thousands of dollars. And lawyer fees, too. So you need to, before you, if you're thinking about your situation is in such dire strait and you're actually thinking about bankruptcy, before you even do that, because the very same thing that is in these documents is the very same things that the lawyers are going to do. So why don't you take a chance and look at where you are, clean up what you can, and if your situation is still in dire straits, the people at Secure Your Life will actually review it, help you review it, and then take you to the next level and say, you know, it is really time for you to consider legal advice. They do not say that they're lawyers because they're not. They are good consumers who have taken the time, who've been through the situation, who have been actually where you are. So they've walked in your moccasins. They have been at points where they had money, they were downsized for whatever reason, and they've taken the time to clean up their credit, and they were nice enough to share this information with the public and said, you know what, we're going to discount this because we know that people are having such a hard time now. So instead of them asking for humongous prices, they decided, especially with the holidays coming, to bring this price down to $59.99. So we want everybody to take advantage. Go to the website. I'm going to say it again, www.secureyourlife.net. That's SECUREYOURLYFE.net. SecureYourLife.net, so you're securing your financial future and taking control and waking up from that horrible financial nightmare for $59.99. I think that is a great, great bargain. And I want to thank you, Ron, for joining me tonight. We're going to continue this conversation on how to survive the loss of income, whether you've been downsized, whether health situations, whether it's a divorce. And we're going to get into it a little bit more maybe next week about families struggling financially as a result of divorce or any other financial situation. And we're going to be about trying to fix this problem so that people can have wonderful holidays. We're going to have some great holiday tips on what you can do because Thanksgiving is coming. How you can saving, you know, great saving tips on that. Well, before that, we got Halloween, how to save on that, because, of course, the kids want to go out, they want to trick-or-treat, they want the costumes, and you may not have the money for one day to spend $19.95, $45.95 on a costume, but there's some things that you can do at home, and your goblins and ghosts and witches and princesses can still have a great time, and you didn't have to spend a lot of money. So we're going to talk about that next week, along with credit repair, along with budgeting and finances, because this is what Secure Your Life is all about, real talk about real life and how you can survive that financial nightmare and how to fix what you have broken. Thanks, Ron, for joining me.
And okay, thank you, Diamond, for having me.
Okay, and I'd like to invite you all to come and listen next week. Tell a friend, and don't forget about going to secureyourlife.net, the website, and sign up for those great classes. Sign up for the credit repair kit. You will not regret it. Put yourself first. And remember, don't cuss, don't fuss. Credit definitely is a must. And securing your life, more important than anything, put yourself first. And until next week, see you then. Thank you for listening.
I got, but I borrowed the rest. My hard and